Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Wednesday to you, and you know what that means. It's church tonight, and we look forward to our midweek service here at Bible Baptist Church. We start at 6:30 on Wednesday evenings, and just a great time. We have children's clubs that meet for the little ones, and of course a nursery, and then the teenagers on up. We're all in the auditorium. And we have a prayer guide we hand out to everyone, a prayer page, and different prayer requests and such on there. And then, of course, we read a missionary letter. And we have a study of God's Word. And we're continuing tonight on how to lead a soul to Christ. 95% of professing Christians never will lead another person to faith in Jesus Christ. Shame on us. And now, part of the reason is people don't know what to say. Not quite sure how to go about it. And so we're teaching on that. And tonight, into the nuts and bolts of giving the gospel to someone and bringing them to make a decision to place their faith in Jesus Christ as their Savior. So we look forward to that. Always a great time in the middle of the week. And I hope you can join us tonight at 6:30 for the midweek service. And then, of course, we're looking forward to this weekend where we have missionary Sam Wilson with us. And Brother Wilson is especially reaching Jewish people with the gospel of Christ. He was in Israel and now in the United States and in the Atlanta area where there's a large Jewish population, but many of our big cities have a large Jewish population, and we need to reach these folks with the gospel of Christ. And so he'll be teaching us Saturday morning from 9 to noon, and then he'll be speaking for us this coming Lord's Day, both Sunday morning at 10:30 and Sunday night at 5:30. And so we invite you out to hear missionary Sam Wilson. And particularly if you have any Jewish friends and you're concerned about reaching them with the gospel of Christ, you ought to come out and hear Brother Sam Wilson. Okay? Well, now listen, if your Bible's nearby, I want you to pick up Joshua chapter 24. Joshua chapter 24. They've gotten into the promised land now. Joshua has doled out to the tribes their different portion of the land. And Joshua knows that his time is coming nigh where he's going to die. And so He's going to give them a challenge here. He says in verse number 14 of chapter 24, "Now therefore fear the Lord, and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood, and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve. What are the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood are the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Joshua makes a statement here. He is making a decision for him and his family. And I want to talk to you a little bit about choices. Choices that we make, and particularly my family and my choices. George Jones was an icon in the country music industry, and just before his death in 1999, he wrote a song called Choices. And the main line in that song says, "I'm living and dying with the choices I made. I'm living and dying with the choices I made." My friend, that's a true statement. We do live and die with the major choices we make in life. I mean, what are some major choices? Well, what kind of work will I do? How will I use the gifts and talents and abilities that God's given to me to impact this world? How will I use those gifts and talents in the church? How will I use them in my community or in my world? How about the question, who will I marry? Oh, too little thoughts given to that decision. Oftentimes we go by emotion instead of by thought. And it's a major decision because it impacts your life forever, either in a good way or a bad way. You know, who you choose to marry, I always tell people that's the second most important decision you ever make in life. The first one is where you'll spend eternity. But the second one is, who am I going to spend my life on earth with? And so that's a major decision, and out of all of a major time of prayer and major counseling and direction. All of that will affect sometimes where you'll live and what kind of work you'll do. Where will I spend my life, and what will I be doing, and who will I be doing it with? How will I make those decisions? How can I make the right decision that it'll set the course and direction of my life? And how can I know whether that's going to keep me in the will of God or put me outside the will of God? Joshua is about 110 years old when he's speaking here, and he's talking to the people of Israel they've taken possession of the promised land. He's challenging them to live for God, to serve the Lord, to serve Him and not the gods of the people of the land, the Amorites and the Hittites and the other ites of that land. He puts the challenge before the people and he says, "Choose you this day whom you will serve." And then he takes his stand. He says, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." I mean, there were plenty other options for other gods and other ways of life. And everybody has their freedom to choose. But Joshua says, "I'm making my choice, and I want you to know my choice is we are going to serve the Lord." And it wasn't just multiple opportunities in Joshua's time to serve other things. The same is true in our day and age. And the same question and the same challenge that Joshua posed to those folks is a valid challenge for you and me today. Choose you this day whom you will serve. Whose side are you on? Are you on God's side? Are you on the world's side? You understand, our world is not getting better. Our world is not drawing closer to God. Our world is getting increasingly and more opposed to God and opposed to the things of God. 2 Timothy 3, 1 through 7. Paul writes to Timothy and he said, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. Men will be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. From such turn away." You see, your decision about whether you're going to serve the Lord or not affects your politics, it affects your job, it affects your clothing, it affects your speech, it affects your attitude, it affects your choice of entertainment on television or movies, it affects the music you listen to, it affects the way you spend your money, it affects the way you spend your Sundays, it affects where you shop, it affects every single area of your life. And I would encourage you today, radio listener, make your decision to follow God. I don't know what your decision will be today, but I will tell you this, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Now, if that be the case, we're going to serve God. You make that decision and you'll make it one way or the other. Moses would look at the children of Israel and say, "Who is on the Lord's side?" I mean, it's time to take your side and say, "Whose side are you on?" Elijah on Mount Carmel would say, "How long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, then follow him. But if Baal be God, then follow him." But they both can't be God. Make your decision. Revelation, in the book of Revelation, the Lord would tell us, "I wish you either hot or cold. Don't be lukewarm. You either for me or against me. If you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." What will that look like? Well, number one, it'll look like if you say, "All right, Brother Slayball, I am going to serve the Lord. As for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord." What will that mean? Number one, it'll mean the man's going to lead the home. Joshua made this announcement, not Mrs. Joshua. The family is the oldest institution in the world. The church is no stronger than its families. And families are no stronger than its fathers. We need men to lead the nation. We need men to lead the church. We need men to lead the home. I'm talking about men of character and men of the Bible and men of prayer and men of conviction and men who are the head. The head sets the direction for the home. You are the example. You're the one to follow. In Genesis 19, when God determines he will destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. In chapter 19, he says, "Shall I hide from Abraham the thing that I'll do?" And the scripture says, "For he will command his children after him." He didn't just say he'll command his children. He said he'll command his children after him. In other words, follow me as I follow Christ. Men, you are the leader in your home. Men, you are the example in your home. You lead your home in Bible reading. You lead your home in prayer. You lead your home in love for God. You lead your home in being faithful to your church. You lead your home in serving Jesus Christ. You lead your home in working hard. You lead your home in responsibility. You lead your home in honesty. My friend, the man is to lead the home. You are to set the example. You set the direction. You will not get what you say. You'll get what you are. And so lead the way, man. Lead by example. The man will lead the home. Secondly, what will it look like? The man will show the role of Christ. The Bible says back in the book of Ephesians where God gives some instruction about marriage. He says in Ephesians 5 and verse number 23, "For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he's the Savior of the body." He's the head of the wife as Christ is the head of the church. So the man represents Christ in the home, and the woman would represent the church. That's not just on Sundays or special occasions. That's every day. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. And if the wife does not behave like the church, I still have a responsibility to behave like Christ. Ask yourself this question. All of us husbands have to ask ourselves this question. Am I like Christ to my wife? If my wife and I have a falling out, who is to initiate the making up? I understand the church did not seek Christ. Christ sought the church. And so it is my responsibility to establish that relationship with my wife. I show the role of Christ to my wife. Now, I also show the role of Christ and the role of God to my children. When the disciples wanted Jesus to teach them to pray, he said, "After this manner, pray ye, Our Father, which art in heaven." Our Father. The nearest thing the children have to knowing God is knowing their earthly father. And so, fathers, it's a great responsibility for you to show Christ to your wife and to show God the Father to your children. I got an illustration I want to use for that, but time is not going to allow me to use it today. I'll hold that over to tomorrow maybe, and then I'll share that with you, and we'll go ahead and complete what it looks like to be able to say, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." It's one of the great, great texts in the Bible. There are many great ones, but this one, it just takes a stand. We have a plaque, some have those. It's in wood, and it burnt into the wood. And it says, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." And that ought to hang over your house. And then you ought to practice it and live it in your home. And say, "We will serve the Lord." I hope you make that decision today. Now listen, I'm going to do part two of this, Lord willing, tomorrow on the broadcast on Thursday. We'll talk a little bit about the service tonight, and then we'll get right into the lesson about, we're talking about my family. And if you have the family and you take the stand like Joshua says to take the stand, and then you'll say, "As for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord," then the man will lead the home, and the man will show the role of Christ in the home, and they'll show the role of God to the children. And then we'll pick it up there, Lord willing, when we get together for our broadcast tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Words to Encourage Radio. And I'll look forward to being with you tomorrow for our broadcast. All right? And until then, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.